and then we'll talk about them together, I think. These are our beginning cash that comes in, $1.6 million. And then we have some interest, the revenue of $527,000. That's, you know, all the different fees and things, mainly the water. Some SDC estimate, but we have no clue on that. It's based off building. Next page, two. Again, that's at percentages. It pays for Ashley, the two, well, the three folks at the plant. And that's divided 50-50 between sewer and water. That's why advertising, again, if we're bidding something, $50,000, and you don't need to go look. That's just a generic, in a water department, you're going to contract out stuff. If you're putting in a water line, and you're going to have, you know, you don't know if you have to put in a line because you get a leak. You know, it's just, you have no clue. And if it needs you to replace a couple hundred feet, you contract it out. So it, chances are it's not spent, who knows. That's a, it's a multi-million dollar system, and you have to have money set aside. Insurance, I got to get a better handle on it. You know, next year you'll have a good handle kind of on it. It's, again, it's a little bit like the audits. They used to insure everything separately, but now when you bring it all together, but there, water and sewer are an expensive insurance item. So, then let's see, legal fees, IT support. We're upgrading in there. We're trying to get everything converted to Cassell, and you know, we're not sure where that all is going to end up. Ashley's going to go back to Utah.
Yeah, and Ashley needs a new computer.
And we'll need a new computer. She'll go back to Utah and learn the Cassell billing system. You're gonna everyone will like it all. It's all very integrated. It'll get rid of all this hand moving of numbers that's been going on here. Legal fees, we're still doing the USDA stuff, so that'll be, you see 12 and 12 there. The meetings and schools training, the folks out at the plant, we got a new employee, they go to schools, and hopefully we'll get one of them certificated on some things down the road. You know, you think he can do that? Would he, something he'd like to do? Memberships, office supplies, telephone, and utilities. They have their own pumps, so actually, you know, they have, you know, see, sewer is 30 because they got lots of pumps. So most of it's, I just signed power bills today in here, and it's a lot of power bills. Because you have to pump the water, and you got to pump the balance of the water. Did you leave? Postage, we send out a lot of bills. They send out every month. So there's a lot of postage in there. And then repairs and maintenance, $50,000 for things that pop up. Let's go to the next page, three. There's a $193,000 loan payment to the USDA, and that is, goes on for quite a few more years. It's a, like a 3 or 4%, it's pretty cheap.
So, 4%.
Yeah. And that was it's about $2.5 million. And I don't know if that funded the whole system, or what did you do? What did that fund?
Matt, I think that's the combination of the two payments. So that is the entire water system.
Okay. So then you'll see we put $5,000 so you can buy some computers. There's your capital outlay. Go to the next page, four. There is your $12,000 transfer. That is to pay for part of the rent and the electric bills in this building and power phone bills. Okay, transfer. You'll see, you'll come over to the reserve fund. It's this last fund. You'll see water reserve debt service way over. Mm-hmm. That is the fund I had to add today after 12 o'clock. That was fun. That was the crisis of the afternoon. And that was because the USDA wants the fund. The CPA kept telling me, no, you can just put the reserve fund in here. And I kept saying, no. First of all, you know, you need to meet Pam. Secondly, you need to read the rules. And so I went back and read the rules. So I forwarded them to her last night. And she was at a conference. And so about midnight, she saw that. I'll tell you, Miss Brenda has been great. You think these are 9 to 5 type people. She worked last weekend. I mean, we're emailing all the time, and she says she likes it, and you know, that she's an owner of the firm. She's one of the owners. So, you know, this Brenda's just been a trooper. But she then said, while we were having our interviews in here today on engineers, she emailed and said, Rick, I think you better go quickly create another fund. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I'm going to create a fund in the next few hours.
But you did.
We did.
But you did.
So we're transferring that out, and it's going to show up over in that far column, so you can circle and come back to that. We have about 1.1 million of reserves in the water fund. So I'll tell you, and Scott mentioned it today, I'm going to do some researching with some of you guys, and that's a credit to the Water and Sewer Boards. And, you know, there's a lot of grumbling, and there were a lot of reasons that we needed to do exactly what went on here, you know, bringing it all under one roof. But they've done a good job over there. They had new, you know, it's new. They don't have as much maintenance. And, you know, they have done a good job of building up some reserves. And whether or not that's adequate, but we're in pretty good shape, I think, you know.
Are you still expanding the water? Are they expanding out?
Not right now. Again, the only place it would expand is into your favorite neighborhood.
Well, Hagel? Into our neighborhood,
yeah.
Too.
Oh. Yeah, and actually it would take Ken's.
What are you guys on Easy Street?
Hagel is now Easy Street.
Well, it would come in. It would come into Glenwood, too.
To us?
Oh, you live in Glenwood?
Yes.
Yeah, it would take over in Glenwood, and Glenwood would be okay. Hagel will be complicated, just because, again, it's that hodgepodge personality.
Mm-hmm. You're hodgepodge.
You know, you'd get some yeses, you'd get some noes, and you may get neither. So we got 1.1 million, and you'll see we move that over to the reserve fund, and you will notice that 1.16, and if you go over to the water reserve, what's the bottom number? 1.16. And so we kind of had to guess on what that all number was. We put 200,000 operating contingency for a real crisis. Maybe an earthquake breaks the main lines. Mm-hmm. And then we put 100,000 to be carried over. And again, in this kind of a fund, you hope you don't spend lots of that or most of it. You never know. But say we have an extra couple hundred grand in there, what you would see is, guess where that would move next year? To the reserve fund.
You move it over.
You keep this as gonna. This just covers your guesstimated operating costs of wages, pumps, $50,000 for emergencies and that stuff. But say anything above it, if you had that next year, you kick it over to the reserve fund, and that then builds our depreciation. So we have to buy more water rights. We fund the water tank, and when we get over to the reserve fund, you're gonna see what we'll get to that. So. If you want, we'll just...
But would you also go to the... Say you project you're going to spend X amount, and you spend more than that, would you go to the reserve fund to pull it back out to borrow?
No. The reserve fund is for those capital items.
Okay.
And that's one reason that we put the 100 in the unappropriated and 200 in contingency. I actually had a couple hundred thousand more over, and then Brenda and I started talking, and she said, you know, be careful because you can't pull it back out of there. She said you can always add it, and so it can't be taken out basically.
Okay.
So
good to know.
So we said, I said, yeah, because I was trying to put as much into reserves as I could, and I felt I know that we're covered fine, but it's just like, so I went ahead and this was the last week I did that, made those changes. So. Now let's go to back. I think we'll just stick with water. I think it's maybe easier if we stay with water and work our water across. So go back to page 2 of water reserve column. Do you see that column? 1.16 million?
Page 1.
Oh. Sorry about that.
It's blank.
1.16.
Got it. Yeah.
And that's transferred in. You saw at the bottom of that other fund we were just at, we transferred it out. Now we stuck it in here.
Right. Okay.
So that's its only income source. So we can skip forward. You can skip page 2 because we don't have any payroll or anything else. This is simply capital items. Go to page 3. Now we start to spend it. Utility line relocation, $100,000. When you build these roads, as ZODOT told me, some of our sewer and water lines are in the right-of-way, right?
Correct.
So by law, you have to move them just like the power company does. So when they go out there and do that project, and you have no idea, I don't think it'll cost this much, but we're going to have to go cut it, dig it, move it, and shove her back.
And then we're talking about the traffic signal.
Yep.
Okay.
And you might, well, we don't have it here.
Well, the traffic signal, he's talking
it's
about where we...
in the wrong place?
What?
The traffic signal is in the wrong place?
No, no.
Oh.
We're talking about we have water lines going across the street there at Huntington,
yeah.
I mean at Highway 97 and
Reed
First
Road.
Street.
Oh, the right. new line.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
okay.
new line.
Reed
when
Road.
They start working on that, we're going to, the sewer and water's going to have to pay to move the water line.
Okay.
And then also when we do some of these other projects, say we're up on Huntington, and because you don't put a water or sewer line underneath a concrete sidewalk, not that we're okay, but you just don't put them under there, so you got to move them. Okay, keep going there. $50,000, that's kind of the out boxes, it's called short-term assets. This is for Pam. They help fund some of this, and you need to have reserves for these things that they funded. They want you to have a certain amount of, and in the old budget, that Donna did a pretty good job of this, but she had a whole page of all these, $1,000 for this, $2,000 for that. You don't know what item's gonna break down on you, and so we're gonna attempt to lump it. And Scott wanted his darn reservoir. One of the things that the sewer and water did, that they were building, they would say they're setting it aside in a reserve fund, and that's actually what our first budget had here. They were putting it into reserve fund or setting it aside, but they never created reserve funds. And we will pass a resolution at a council meeting to create these funds. There's very strict sets of laws. You don't just have them. And if you put this 250, say if you put over in that column we just looked at, the regular water line, and you were to just put 250 in it for, say, the reservoir, and we don't spend it, it just rolls back to the top again as additional income. I mean, it just makes that number bigger. But what Scott thought was happening, and I think that people in their own way were thinking this was happening, he puts in 250 this year, he wants to put in 250 next year, how much should he have?
Half a million.
He should have 500. But that isn't what's been going on. They've been kind of just putting these things and calling it a reserve, but then not particularly setting it aside and then adding to it. So like Scott said to me, he says, you know, you're just taking the same $5,000 and you just redo it every year, and then it becomes carryover, and it never becomes 10 or 15.
Good.
Is that?
That's correct. What I thought was happening wasn't happening.
So we've created these funds that will get us there. So next year, folks, and Kitty, you keep track of these things, that 400 should be 500. You know, we should try to put another 100 there. The idea is that builds. We need $1 million in the next decade to build this reservoir.
Oh.
It's a big million-gallon reservoir. It's about $1 a gallon.
We'll be out at the cemetery.
We'll be on our $80 plot.
You'll be out there. Yeah. And maybe mad because they aren't properly maintaining it.
Yeah.
So you'll see water, just general water system improvements, the water tank. Last year they put $250,000 in the budget that Donna had prepared, and so we added then $150,000 to it to get to the $400,000. And then the WikiUp, that's water system improvements, $200,000. And miscellaneous capital items of $210,000 to balance. And that's our capital. Flip it over, you get $100,000 of unappropriated, and there's your 1.16504, should balance with your income. Okay, then go to the very last column of water debt service, and if you only want to go to page 3, you can, because there's nothing above it. That is one we created today. You'll see it's loan payment reserve for the water bond. So therefore, it's in its own fund, it's separated as, they make you set aside 1 year payment. Additional. Then when those bonds are paid off, that 193 will go back into our reserve fund. So it's just an additional savings over there. You don't do anything with it, it just sits there. But you can at least see it. And that's what the USDA wanted. They want to be able to see it. And when we read the rule again, it was pretty clear. So you'll see that's all there's there. 193 we transferred in and we're saving it.
And they get to see a copy.
This is required
to them as part of their loan.
Yes.
Process.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So now we can go over to sewer. So now we go back to page 2 on sewer.
One.
To page 1. I keep counting my cover sheet. Sewer, we have $2 million, $2.1 million coming in that was carried over. There's your interest, there's your income of $450. That's about $45,000 of that is septic fees for companies like Kitty has and some of the other, well, Kitty doesn't use it, but some of the other companies do. And that's pretty consistent income. You can kind of check, you know, other income, miscellaneous. There's your septage fees down there. $10,000 on the cell tower, it's like $800 a month. And that'll go on for a long time. So we got $2.6 million to work with. Now we'll go spend it. There you are again. Wages are the same, balanced. $100,000 in contract services. Now this is a good one. 75 of that 100, if you want, is to buy and pay for the loan, the transfer for the BLM. I went ahead and just put that in here. You know, they were in your proposed budget. It was saved $25,000 a year for 3 years. We have a couple million in. Just line item it. The county, you know, we just need to, when it's all done, we need to pay for it, and we own the several hundred acres. We're done with it.
Well, we always want to remember that there's a vigorous effort to fund this through the legislature.
Right. Right. And I don't know where that'll all head.
So
that's what, and then the other 25 is just, you know, miscellaneous things that we'd have to buy. And then again, your insurance, all the rest of that's pretty much the same. They have higher utility costs because of pumps. Lots of pumps. Okay. And $100,000 for repairs and maintenance. We're going to go out and do some work here and there. Have no clue if we'll need any of it.
Is that part of the pump station, the lift station?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. We also could use it out of reserves. I put $100,000 in the Wickiup lift station in the reserves.
Okay.
We don't know if it's just a power issue. It could be a $10,000, $20,000 fix. It could be I don't think it would be that much. It depends on what we do.
I heard you mention earlier about some engineers today.
Right.
Was that part of that?
The engineer today that we met was for the sidewalk project out front.
Oh,
and
okay.
The miscellaneous sidewalk and streetlight projects around.
And are those ones that we're looking at to hire? Or?
Yes.
Okay. That's part of that.
We did last week, Doug and Bill Sauters, and us, we interviewed them on the sewer water line issues.
Okay.
And only two responded. We interviewed them. Today, we did, and Stu, Kathy were there, and we did the four companies that are going to do the other stuff.
Okay.
And we reached a decision on our recommendation for each of those. When the council will vote on that on our first meeting in May. In the meantime, I'm going to start negotiating with those people to start working on the price. And I can tell you
but
who
back,
they were later.
What? Go ahead. Well, your lift station is line item. It's separated out here.
Yeah, and like I say, if it's a $10,000, who knows? We can do it either way. If you spend it over there, you don't move it over. If you spend it here and you have excess there, you'll move it over. In other words, if we put $100,000 there for the lift station and in the reserves, and it's only spent $50, the other $50 can go to something else. It won't hurt us that way. And you don't have this debt service. There's no debt. Sewer owes no money except to the Deschutes County, and that's under an SDC reimbursement thing. There you can kind of see it's the same as water. Next year we'll have a little better handle on this. And you saw, those of you who happened to read my verbal part, which I don't blame, most people don't, but I had to have it in there, is we probably may end up either with another line item or another couple funds next year or at some point for the SDCs. It's hard for us to know. It's a little bit like these things where things aren't rolling forward and kept. We need to get SDCs separated because you have different rules of how you spend the SDC. We might be able to go ahead and just put a line item under the revenue for SDC and the expenses for SDCs, and then we know, like the water tank, we could use that for SDCs because that's growing capacity. And it's in our master plan. If we go to just fix a pump out at the existing say, where the well is, you can't use STCs.
Right.
That's system development charges. So we know we need to keep track of them separately, which is difficult in this short window for us to figure out exactly what those numbers were. The money is in here. I mean, all the money is here. It's just a matter. It's in that those big numbers, and we'll end up next year having that broken down more, and we may do a supplemental budget if it's bothering me enough to actually fix that in the meantime.
Kathy and Greg and I actually went to the SDC training session earlier this year.
What did they tell you?
It, just what you're talking about. They broke out how you can and can't spend SDCs and what portions of it, you know. So it was an enlightening class.
I'm hoping we can just put a line item in there, don't have to do more columns.
Yeah.
And they never give freebies.
No, yeah. Have they told you?
They said never.
So now you can kind of see the, you know, the total. So what we, if does anyone have any questions on the numbers? I think they all add. So one of the things we need to do tonight is approve the tax rate. And actually, we need a motion and a second on the tax rate, and that's an actual part of the record. Then whatever it's going to be, if you're going to change it, then we have to go figure out where we're taking it from, and then I got to go re-enter things. And then we have to, tomorrow we're going to get our LB1 form and then get that ready so Patty can get it in the, we're crunched because of time. We've got to get that in the newspapers for our May 5th, is it the 5th meeting?
June
5th meeting. We'll have the council, we will have a budget.
On June the 5th.
I think it's June the 5th, Wednesday night. And that actually, if it doesn't take a lot of time, we can do that quickly. Then and we may approve, we got some resolutions we'll approve there also, I think. So, so I guess really what I need is you need to talk about the rate. It's easier for me if you don't change it, but don't worry about that. I mean, because I got to go in and reprint, redo, and do these things, and then get it.
I think having heard all you've had to say and how you've approached it, I think it really lays out why we don't need to go to the whole $1.98. And going 3 cents is prudent.
Well, go to page 13, the very last page actually, is the calculation. So it's kind of interesting how you can see it. So you see the $1.98 is what we could do. I bolded $1.93. Mm-hmm. That raises us $123,000. That's based off of Lori's estimate that she'd worked with the assessor. When you kind of run the numbers all down and non-payment and all those different things, that comes to the $216,000 that's in our budget. And so then I went and did the math. I went and ran it back to the $1.90, and it's like $3,200 or something.
That would be the difference between them, whether we move it up or leave it where it is. Yes. Just that much.
Yeah.
So is there any questions on any line items?
I have a question on a department that's listed in the worksheets.
That has nothing.
SDC department.
We left it there because we're not. See, that was created when we didn't have sewer and water. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is we're going to eventually have road SDCs because once our transportation system plan is approved. So this whole SDC thing is new to us, and we're going to have to figure it out. You know what, Kitty? That line I think there will come out, and transportation SDCs may go into the street fund, and then we'll have in the sewer and the water.
Okay, that makes sense.
I left it because I thought about just pulling it, deleting that line, and I thought, no, what if we have to go add it? So I just left it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that because there is no numbers there, and they didn't use any numbers there last year, but
yeah.
So
this is
placeholder in case it's needed.
Yeah. And this is the worksheet. Now remember, the LBs, which are your legal forms, you don't have the, there's no placeholder.
Yeah.
You know, and all of these numbers add up to what you just did in the, like I say, the technical sense of that the state requires. So when I go change things here and it runs through its thing, then I manually come over and fix it, fix them in here.
Rick, what time would that budget meeting be on?
It's advertised. It's 6:00.
6:00. Don't we also have a mandatory on?
We do have a mandatory meeting on Wednesday.
Oh, God.
At 5:30.
5:30.
What is that?
For the foundation, we have a mandatory.
All right.
Well, this is literally could be 5 minutes.
Really?
Or you could skip it if we have a quorum. You know, because if you vote for it here, you're comfortable. We just need a quorum.
No.
So what is the mandatory you're talking about?
For Ford Foundation, because we're at the point where we got to start digging or something.
Oh, I see you're concerned about your ability to attend.
$1.98.
Yeah, that's our mandatory.
$1.93.
$1.93.
What are we paying now?
$1.90. It's 3 cents more. $3 on a $100,000 tax value.
So is there any more discussion on the tax rate?
I'm going to go to the restroom while you guys figure that out.
Oh, you coward.
So are we going to look at...
I can fix it if you need it fixed. I mean, we just got to figure out where you want to take it from. We can take it out of your community fund.
I make a motion that we...
But leave mine alone.
Well, it would have to come out of yours, because that's yours is the non-restricted.
Mine?
Yeah, the 5.
You better second that motion pretty quick.
No.
Wait a minute. I make a motion that we leave it at the three cents raise.
You make a motion for the $1.93. Accept the rate at $1.93.
Make a motion that we raise it to $1.93.
I second it.
I oppose.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We're not voting yet.
The motion was made for the
$1.93
and seconded by Kathleen. Okay. Discussion?
Yeah, I oppose it. $1.98 is the limit, right? That's as high as they can ever take it. Right.
Yes.
How does Cagle feel about raising our taxes? Just, I'm asking.
$1.93 is reasonable.
3 cents more.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt anybody. No one will even notice it on their tax bill. Wow. You're only talking...
cents a month.
$3 per 100,000
of value.
Say it again to me.
$3 a year per 100,000 of value.
Yeah.
25 cents.
So $9.
Not that much.
Yeah. You got 300,000.
Yours is $300. $9 a year.
$9.
Of course, you could.
Less than $1 a month.
That's 75 cents a month.
I'm done. I like the fact that it's still below the highest that we could assess. Yeah. And again, you know, it's mostly symbolic. It's just kind of neat, I think, that we're... Do we have the lowest tax rate of any
we
city?
Do.
I think.
We better. We're the smallest of any
yeah.
city.
Well, we're not. But to have the lowest, not only the lowest tax rate of any city, but then also to not assess the full, it's just kind of.
At least have that corn. We're not the lowest.
And you knew unique little thing.
Attractive thing for people looking to find a place to buy a home and retire.
It's not the lowest in the state.
Oh no.
No, we're the lowest central Oregon.
No, it isn't.
The
timber counties. And the ones that are going broke.
But anyway, to be that low, to have our maximum that low and then still keep a few cents below that, I think is just a fun distinction for the city in the state, across the state. You know?
Did you guys vote on that?
We're about to.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know what he's spazzing over here.
And believe me, I wouldn't have went above $1.93 just because of kids.
Well, and we have enough money.
And you.
In the budget to do what we want to do.
See, I was going to go $1.95 and I gave my discount for you guys.
Oh. Why don't you do something with the eyesore here on 97?
Well, that's how I can afford to do the eyesore now. Now, actually, you know what I felt justified putting that when that went in? We are going to spend $22,000 more, or $20,000 more in economic development. And so they're paying, this is like 15% of that, 20% or something is a little bit coming from, you know, the new revenue. Because that's a new program we took on. It's $20,000 that we didn't have.
I'm ready to move on.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Move on.
Well,
have to vote.
Look at him.
I know, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah. We're in the discussion.
I know. But that's like what we've been told at whenever we want to dip into our discretionary funds, we can only provide the services that we have the revenue to provide.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, you know, keeping it the same, we aren't going to provide that extra little that we could. So everyone needs to be aware of that if we stay at this rate.
Instead of going 195,
take it out.
So that's, well, just throwing that out there. And so any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. We have a motion that's been made and seconded for the $1.93.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we make, is this, do we do a roll call vote on these, or does it?
Well, it depends on
would, just to be
you,
safe.
You see if you, if you, how many no's you get or something.
Yeah. I mean,
oh. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Oh.
Okay, so you got that down, the no? Okay.
One dissenting. Okay. Motion passes.
Okay, now what you need to do is vote to recommend the budget. That you the budget committee approves the budget, recommends it to go to the city council for adoption.
I have a motion.
And you can vote.
I make a motion we approve the budget and forward it to
city council for,
adoption.
I second. Oh, am I on you? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to forward this to the city council for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that's going to the city council. I want a motion to formally recognize the beaver on the front. It is. Any other business?
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for coming, and I don't, you know, if something weird that we missed, you know, we may have to call you together. I mean, I don't see it, but just in case something.
Have to make a motion at this time to appropriate funds, or is that?
I think that's the council.
That's the council.
And I've got about 3 or 4 resolutions to accept the state street tax, share revenues, and then to create these funds.
And that's when the council adopts the budget.
Yes.
So that's our next step, really.
Yeah.
We're done as a budget committee.
Unless something we need to. And if we find something out with SDCs we want to add, we may bring everyone back. You know, the budget committees can actually come meet for various reasons. So, we just normally have it, but if there's something comes up we want to, like, create, like, if we did the SDC thing and we figure out we're going to create some funds, we call you. But we'll do that in the fall or something after we've got time to figure that out. But otherwise,
so we
should be done, and you guys will be meeting on the 5th at 6 o'clock, and we'll have some resolutions and just kind of, but you don't have, the budget hearings can take literally, is anyone here? You have to ask the public to speak and all that. No one's here, and you approve it. You know.
And Cagle's.
Well, no. He'll get directions to him.
You can ask. Why don't you ask if there's any public comment?
I was just going to say that. Is there any public comment before we adjourn?
Well, having been on the budget committee myself for 2 years, mm-hmm. and having my business career doing budgets for 25 years in my store, you did a very complete, comprehensive job on this. Very well done, very easy to read.
I agree.
Much easier than it's ever been in the past.
I agree.
And I think it's a good budget. The council has to remember, though, to be very frugal in their spending. If there's any money left over, you could use some work up in the cable somewhere.
Or we could make appropriations for lots in the cemetery.
Cemetery. Yes. There's your best bet.
Okay, I have a motion.
So moved.
All those in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Or adjourn?
Thank you all. Good job.
Great job.
Party. Beaver.
Thanks.
Oops. Yep.
You saw me?